In a standoff deep in the Sahara Desert, the Algerian army ringed a natural gas complex where Islamist militants were holed up with dozens of hostages last night after a rare attack that appeared to be the first violent shockwave from the French intervention in Mali. A militant group that claimed responsibility said 41 foreigners were being held after the assault on one of oil-rich Algeria's energy facilities. Two foreigners were killed in the attack. A group claiming responsibility said the attack was in revenge for Algeria's support of France's military operation against Al-Qaeda-linked rebels in neighboring Mali. Worldwide condemnation of the attack was swift, with British Foreign Secretary William Hague saying there's no excuse for cold-blooded murder.
This is an absolute tragedy, of course, in this dangerous and rapidly developing situation. The next of kin have been informed. The government's COBRA emergency system is in full operation. I have spoken to our ambassador in Algeria and dispatched a rapid deployment team to Algeria to strengthen our embassy there and help them in their work. Excuses being used by terrorists and murderers who are involved. There is no excuse for such behavior, whatever excuse they may claim. It is absolutely unacceptable, of course. It is, in this case, the cold-blooded murder of people going about their business. So there is no excuse, whether it be connected to Libya, Mali, or anywhere else.